a closet inside her office, Judson ISD Police Chief Teresa Ramon has a mini armory.
So this is what you'll see. This is a SWAT helmet right here. You know, it's kind of heavy.
If a shooter threatens one of her schools, she's ready to gear up and secure the perimeter. Students and staff will hide behind locked doors, and her officers will follow their training to disarm the shooter.
We want to make sure that we provide that safe and secure environment so parents and community members know that their child is safe when they come to school, that they don't have to worry and say, what's going to happen today?
Ramon is president of the Texas School District Police Chief Association. She says schools across the state have similar plans in place. Most receive training from Texas State University. Past school shootings spurred district leaders to action years ago.
In 2008, we had a close call here in one of our campuses, and that was a big eye-opener for us.
Michael Ramirez is the police chief at Harlandale ISD. Like many area schools, Harlandale has automatic locks, secure entryways, visitor screenings, and video cameras. Ramirez says he and his officers are constantly training and revising their plans.
Every shooting situation is going to be different, but in our campuses, we already know the layout of our campuses and what we need to do.
Northside ISD Lieutenant Kelly Fryer says the 1999 school shooting in Columbine changed everything for schools.
We're blessed and we're honored to be safeguarding the most precious thing that belongs to the world, and that's our kids. So we take that very seriously. So we're doing this every day.
Ramirez and Fryer say they're not changing their school safety plans in response to the Sutherland Springs shooting or the recent school shooting in California. They're already doing all they can. However, Ramon says she would welcome more equipment.
The suspect is usually armor protected, several automatic weapons, usually that's in their possession. And so when we're walking around with a can of pepper spray and an asp and one handgun, that's on our hip, it's a little difficult.
Alamo Heights Assistant Superintendent Frank Alfaro says the tragedy at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs underscored the importance of the last phase of his district's plan. Make sure there are counselors on hand.
When you had so many people involved, that affects multiple communities. We were thinking about them all.
That's a thought echoed by everyone in the San Antonio community. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.